This is The Week in Fake News with Adelaide Mayo.
The week is not complete without a look over all the fake news headlines, and we do that with Dan from the Adelaide Mayo. Good morning, Dan, or D-Money, as Molly likes to say.
Oh, yes. Thank you for remembering my rap name.
If you listen to your voicemail, I have also given you my rap name.
Which, oh, excellent.
Which creatively, we will reveal, is M-Money. Molly not firing on all cylinders this morning.
Oh, come off it. Where's your nickname then?
Well, D-Money's already taken. D-Money the second? I don't know.
D-Money. He's having a stab at me for bad jokes and he just said that.
We are off track. Let's get into the headlines. Dan, it was a heist that captured the attention of the state this week. The stolen Big Bird costume. Here's what we want to know. Real Big Bird bandits or publicity stunt?
Look, I really don't know. I think they may have pulled the wool over our eyes. If you want to get coverage on literally every single news network for your event, this may be the best way to do it. So, you know, I think they're going to start doing it for other events. Adelaide Fringe next year, they're going to steal the Big Top tent or the Spiegel tent or something like that.
Yeah, good.
And, you know, with the Adelaide 500, they're just going to steal the whole thing and it's not going to happen.
Well, apparently the big old yellow bird wasn't the only costume that was stolen this week.
Yeah, that's right. Look, Adelaide Mail did a bit more investigation, and we found out that, you know, those annoying aliens? Remember those guys?
Yeah, it's kind of like the fluffy blue and pink socks, right?
Yeah, that's right. They've actually also gone missing, but unfortunately no one cares. They're actually only bought on the Adelaide tour to wash the freight trucks down after the interstate travel.
Yeah, good. Now, Dan, it has been revealed that the state government is looking to move or sell off assets used by the now-cancelled Adelaide 500. Since the Wednesday announcement, has there been a rush on concrete barriers or on transportable buildings?
Yeah, or just bogans laying drunk on the ground as well. I don't know if you can sell those off. It is a shame, but it's always a good chance to buy some gear from the Adelaide 500, to be honest with you. Some of the best gear we've ever bought has been at the Adelaide 500.
So, South Australia.
Stumped you with that one, didn't I? There you go.
I'm like, how do I follow on? South Australia has a new world champion this week. I thought this was a joke, Dan, but it's in cup stacking. The guy's name is Jaden Coggins. He's taken out this alleged World Speed Stacking Association's championship last week. But I don't know why we haven't heard about this.
Well you're right, Molly. It is a joke, despite being real. it's not something you really brag about, is it? I know, you know, if you won the Adelaide 500 or stole a Big Bird costume, you'd want to tell a few people. But mainly when it comes to cup stacking, you're basically saying, look, I've spent a lot of time in my room doing not much.
Or you've spent a lot of time helping the mums at the parties clean up just before you leave.
Poor cup stackers of the Adelaide Hills, Murraylands and South Coast. We stand by you. I stand by you.
There is no cup stackers here.
You're far more successful than me. So good on you for doing what you love and getting behind it. Let's cheer on the little lad or whoever it is.
Adelaide Oval. Now, that is set to hit 100% capacity for the Round 8 showdown after an announcement yesterday. We can finally pack out the footy again. What can we expect from a full Adelaide Oval?
What can we expect from full Adelaide Oval? We can expect to be ripped off for hot dogs and beers again. So
yes, that's
absolutely fantastic. And we can also expect a full capacity crowd of 40,000 Port Adelaide fans turning up. So well done. Good on
them. It'll make no difference to the current capacity. It's fine. We're comfortable.
Always
there.
Always there.
Okay. So the Chaser showed us all last week. A bit of fake news can definitely catch a lot of media attention. I mean, you guys are clearly our favourite fake news source. So what story's gotten the most bites for you guys?
You say that because we're the only one who's going to come on your show, basically.
Look, we tried the Chaser for this time slot and they were busy.
We tried the Onion, we tried the Chaser, we tried the Batuta. We ended up with you right way down the bottom of the rank. we've had two stories that have been really actually quite good for us. One was the Port Elliot Millennials trying to change the name of Boomer Beach.
Yeah,
great. Which actually got shared in someone sent me some screenshots from a Port Elliot Facebook group. And, we had some boomers actually being very irate about it, as they tend to get, without actually reading the article. But also we
held an event which was called Drive on the Oban Day, which was all a bit of fun until it got very out of hand and we were getting a lot of emails from people where English was clearly their second language saying, like, can I bring my kids and things like that? We got a knock on the door from SAPOL and all that. So, yeah.
Nothing like a SAPOL visit.
Yeah. Sometimes we have to rein it in a bit. And since then, we've been a bit tamer than we should sometimes.
Wouldn't have been the first SAPOL visit. Certainly won't be the last for the lads at Adelaide Mail. Check them out, adelaidemail.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They're all over the place spreading their fake news. Dan, we'll catch up again next week.
Thanks, guys.